Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to show 248 of the podcast Absolutely Intercultural, the podcast about all things intercultural. My name is Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from Denmark. This time we'll be introducing you to a new online magazine and hearing about some language challenges for non-native English speakers. But be careful, learning English could lead to some very strange results when you go back home.
Who I am right now, in Poland I'm considered a foreigner. It's quite funny, I just came back from Warsaw, and when I was walking on the street, and it happens to me every time when I'm in Poland, even if I'm in my hometown, when someone approach me, they speak English. They assume that I'm a foreigner. And the problem is that I don't really know why.
And here's why talking about mundane, everyday things for ages could actually be a sign of something good.
The way these mothers were talking about costumes for their children for a party, or was it Halloween? I can't really remember now. They talked about that for 15 minutes. They were so excited. And I just noticed, oh my gosh, where I come from, you don't hear these kind of conversations. So that got me thinking, why don't we talk about normal, happy little things like that?
Are you learning English? Are you confused that sometimes the same idea has two different names depending on where you're speaking English? Konrad Dowiak from Poland learned English in the US and thought it would be easy when moving to the UK. But he came across some mysteries such as High Street. Let's be absolutely understood.
I actually use so many American loan words. I assume that everyone would understand me. It took me probably about 2 years to switch finally to ordering takeaway food instead of food to go. And that was quite funny when I went to whatever Starbucks or fast food restaurant and I wanted something. The idea why the off-license store sells alcohol and not on-license. Mm. But yeah, so these are the cultural issues you need to be aware of. And the British in general are really nice people with huge feeling of the common sense being the most important thing around. And me being from a country where it's more about bureaucracy and about agreeing to everything on paper beforehand, it is also quite a moment to get used to the idea that all this weirdness is kind of needed to maintain this common sense, actually.
Oh, that's interesting.
With British English, the main issue, I would say, is the whole cultural background. Because speaking English is not necessarily enough to be understood. So it's not necessarily only about the accent. It's about some concepts they use. British people like to use understatement and the coded speech, which means that person who's not really in this culture may not be able to understand them properly. And it's also something which would make this feeling of intimidation. I remember that it took me quite a while to understand the concept of a high street. Everyone was talking about high street shops, high street banks, high street this and that. And yeah, no one actually told me that it's basically the same as the American concept of Main Street. So you know, there are lots of these things which makes you feel not really welcome here from the very beginning. And they start to question your abilities to maintain the same level of life you had before you moved to UK.
Yeah. So is this concept of understatement and coded language, is that one of the main things that you convey to your clients?
Yes, it takes, unfortunately, quite a while to understand it. But yeah, I think every time now I'm in Poland, people say that I'm not as straightforward as I used to be. And
really?
I think it's kind of who I am right now. In Poland, I'm considered a foreigner. It's quite funny. I just came back from Warsaw, and when I was walking on the street, and it happens to me every time when I'm in Poland, even if I'm in my hometown, when someone approach me, they speak English. They assume that I'm a foreigner. And the problem is that I don't really know why.
That was my next question.
I think it's the body language somehow. I've no idea. It's beyond me. I can understand why I'm considered a foreigner in Spain, for example. But in Poland?
Oh, that's strange. That is really strange. Oh dear, right.
Yeah, the understatement is probably the worst part to get for my American clients. The Americans are very straightforward, and I love it about them. They get to the point, they like to talk about the things they like or not. And the British would kind of go around the issue. And this is also very hard. So I would say that the accent, which is something recognized, like something recognized at the very beginning, it's one thing, but then the main issue would be not fitting to the British English language culture.
Sanja Ivandic, originally from Bosnia-Herzegovina, moved to Ireland a few years ago and is now realising a dream she's had for a while by starting an online magazine called Outside. And she's looking for contributions, so if you can write, play music or take photographs, then maybe your contribution could be added. So let's go absolutely outside and find out why the magazine is called Outside.
The magazine is called Outside. It kind of hides this specific aim at its very name. It's aiming to represent the people who, like myself, feel like they're coming from outside, who are basically expats, who moved countries. And, you know, when you do move a country once or twice, you feel freedom, but at the same time, you feel like you are not belonging anywhere specifically. You're always coming from the outside. That means you have maybe a fresh perspective on things. So that's why the magazine is called Outside Magazine.
So who are you hoping to reach with the magazine?
So magazine is talking to not only people who moved, as I said, who are expats, who are nomads in some way. Magazine is also talking to local people who understand that the world is changing. We are witnessing new flow and mixing of nationalities, ethnicities, and race. And we kind of notice that if things are not done the right way, this trend will not just be a challenge, as it is often called, but because people are not adequately supported on their integration path, this will become a problem for many societies. So we realize that we all need to grow and educate ourselves in the new diversity, this new era of diversity, and we need to allow the societies to start evolving. So we decided we're going to be on the side that supports that naturally and with love. And we realized this will not happen if the media around us represents only one nationality in a certain country or only one race. So we decided to start our own little media on the internet that also says what is the norm, and that is for everyone to have their word and to be able to speak up. So locals and non-locals, wherever they are, there's no really a limit. But at the moment, we're aiming at Ireland and later on EU, and there's no limit even beyond, yeah.
So I can see from the website that you have several strands, including interesting people, fresh opinions and ideas. Can you tell me what are one or two of your favorite articles so far that you've published?
We recently got, well, not surprised by the type of content we were submitted to, but that this came so soon after we published. We got a lovely poem, and this poem speaks about womanhood, but also about how it is to feel that you're a bit of a stranger. So this is for now my favorite piece. I also love the interview that we had with two now local women here in Sligo, but who recently, one of them recently moved to Ireland from Sweden, and one of them moved 28 years ago. And they're both talking about how they adjusted to life in the new environment and how it is to be a parent and to start own business. So diverse articles, those three are my favorite. Well, we started in Ireland, but we want to go further, as I said, EU and beyond. At the moment, our content is written articles, interviews, poems. Our public call is going out this week, and we're looking forward to new submissions, new collaborations as a result of that. After that, we plan to grow the video content. We plan to include the art, especially musicians recording live gigs. We found that music is a wonderful way to show that we are all wonderful, talented, beautiful in our differences, and yet we are all the same. So that's the direction we're going to head.
Yeah, so I was reading one of your articles, and you were talking about noticing in Ireland or overhearing a conversation between two mothers about the costumes that they were going to wear or that the children were going to wear. And you mentioned that very banal conversation. So what was that about?
I believe that ordinary things like that are sometimes the ones that kind of first make you think, oh, we're so different, but then you realize, no, we're so similar at the same time about the same little thing. The magazine is aimed at these normal circumstances, everyday things that people notice. You see, for me at the time, that was the thing I noticed, because the way these mothers were talking about costumes for their children for a party, or was it Halloween? I can't really remember now. They talked about that for 15 minutes. They were so excited. And I just noticed, oh my gosh, where I come from, you don't hear these kind of conversations. So that got me thinking, why don't we talk about normal, happy little things like that? And then I realized it's all rooted in bigger plan and bigger things, bigger problems that certain country is in. See, where I come from, obviously we have a lot of problems with politics, with economical progress, and it all is rooted in the way people live now. It reflects in the people, the way you live, and people are not so relaxed about some things. And it just even reflecting that little conversation that I could hear here in Ireland, and then I couldn't hear it over there in Bosnia and Herzegovina for so long. And it made me a little bit sad, but it's not criticism to anything. It's not saying that something is good or bad. It's just one of those things that you notice and you want to share with other people. And when someone reads that, then they kind of start thinking about how is it to be in another person's skin, or as we say, in another person's shoes. It just starts this process of thinking about a different way of life, about different persons. So no conclusions from me at this moment about that particular situation, but just the call to kind of think that the way we talk and the way we think is maybe not the way someone else talks and thinks, and maybe there's a reason behind that. So if someone is grumpy today, or not in a happy place, or not able to talk about trivial things, or not able to be happy about a great little thing, about a child's birthday, we should maybe not judge, but think, why is this person like this? Did they come from a difficult place? Or, as I learned in the situation, yeah, let's be happy about little things, because we can learn from each other how to behave, how to be happy, how to be sad. So just sharing everyday little conversations and whatever we notice. I've noticed there are similar, I won't diminish that, there are similar projects happening, and I'm glad that they are. They're not mainstream. There are people out there trying to give space to different and diverse voices. But also I noticed in those projects, it's all about talking about multicultural all the time. And what we're doing here, we don't want to be all the time so obvious with that subject. We don't want to be pushing that topic all the time. At the beginning, yes, but later on, we'll just have someone from Nigeria talk about parenting, and have someone from France reading about parenting. And then if one or the other has, for example, racial bias towards each other, when they see that they agree about the subject and that it's interesting, the bias has melted down. So it's gone away. So that's the whole point, to be subtle about it, intelligent about it. We're going to use that approach because we believe that this will be the approach of the future. Just not pushing for multicultural topics all the time, but having people from all over the world saying whatever their opinions are about everyday things in this media.
So why not give it a go and submit something to the Outside magazine? Thank you to Sanya and Conrad for contributing to the show. Maybe you have something to share. You can always catch us on our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, and Apple Podcasts, as well as on our Facebook page, where we post interesting links several times a week, and where we connected with Conrad. The next show will be coming to you from Laurent Borgmann in Germany on April the 3rd. So until then, stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.